Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Lynn Warney. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association, and we're going to be talking about her margins tax ballot petition. And on our pundit panel today, we have Trey Abney, John Galtney, and Andy Barbano. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal, and technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Lynn Warney, the president of the Nevada State Education Association. And, of course, Lynn, we're talking about the margins tax that the teachers union will present to the people, most likely on the 2014 ballot. Now, under the proposal, what this would do is it would put a 2% tax on the revenues of companies in excess of $1 million. But before it goes to the ballot, it goes to the Nevada legislature, and next Tuesday, March 5th, they're going to have a hearing about it. They could just pass it along or submit an alternative proposal that would go on the ballot. So what is going to happen to the margins tax issue at the Nevada legislature?
Well, there is a hearing scheduled for Tuesday, March 5th. By constitution, this process is set forth, and the legislature have 40 days to consider it. Mm-hmm. They can either pass it into statute, or it will then move to the ballot in 2014, as you said. We'll have a hearing. It'll be a joint hearing between taxation and Senate revenue. I don't expect that they will take a vote at that hearing, but they have until March 15th to vote on it. Otherwise, like I said, it's headed to the ballot.
Okay. You told me yesterday when we were talking about this show is that there's really no stopping this margins tax from getting on the ballot. You couldn't make a deal with, for example, anybody now to stop this process of getting it on the ballot. Is that correct?
That is correct. Again, it's part of the process. It's set forth in the Constitution. The legislature can't stop it. Even if we wanted to stop it, we couldn't either. You know, it's now the property of the people of the state. Over 150,000 folks signed that initiative to qualify it, and, you know, we feel it would be irresponsible to walk away from it. We're not going to do that. We support it 110%, as do many others around the state of Nevada, which we'll hear from on Tuesday. So it's either going to be voted on this session or it'll go to the ballot.
Okay, you know, this isn't the only measure that kind of takes an end run around the ability or the responsibility of the Nevada legislature to raise taxes. Of course, there also is a plan to allow the Washoe County School Board to one time raise taxes on sales and property. It makes me want to ask you, do you think we've created a legislature that is incapable of passing a tax increase, especially with the Jim Gibbons two-thirds threshold for approval?
Many people question that two-thirds supermajority. In fact, it's being challenged up in Washington State right now before their Supreme Court. I think it'll be interesting to see what that decision is. You know, many people feel that in that situation, one-third is able to tie up, you know, the legislature, and generally that one-third does not represent nearly the majority of the voters in the state. You know, the petition process, which we're using to move the margins tax forward, is set in Constitution. It's not, I don't believe, an end run, but I think it's a remedy for a legislature that has been unable to do what's right for our kids and for our schools, even with the best intentions in mind.
Okay, now, if this margins tax, it will get on the ballot, and if it passes, do you think this renders obsolete the legislature in their responsibility of passing taxes? Do you think this will be the way all taxes or most taxes will be passed in Nevada?
You know, I hope not. Lots of people say we don't want to become the California, you know, way of legislating tax policy. But unfortunately, the legislative process has not been the way to look at tax reform and set good tax policy by broadening the base in the state of Nevada. So the initiative process is going to be the way we're going to do it this time.
Okay. Do you feel that there's other tax issues on the agenda at the legislature? Do you think any tax increase could be passed by the legislature in 2013?
You know, the legislature may pass something, but the governor has said that he's going to veto it. Whether or not the legislature would override that veto, that is yet to be seen. You know, I'm always optimistic that the legislature will do the right thing for our kids and schools in this state, since we so poorly fund the public schools in the state of Nevada. But the political reality of it is, you know, I don't know that they're going to get anything done. We're not interested in waiting any longer for them to get the right thing done for our kids, so we've used the initiative process from the Constitution to move it forward.
Okay, what scares some people, Lynn, about this margins tax is that they say, well, it's just a gross receipts tax in sheep's clothing. You remember the 2003 session where the gross receipts tax was made to be the big bugaboo of Nevada and it never passed. Is this, the margins tax, really a gross receipts tax in disguise?
No, it's not. What it does is it takes the very large corporations operating in the state, those that bring in a total revenue of over $1 million annually. Then, with that total revenue, that business is able to calculate its taxable margin. It either takes that total revenue and exposes 70% of it to the 2% margins tax, or they can deduct the total cost of goods sold or total compensation for employees, depending on what's most advantageous for that business. And then that is the taxable margin, which is taxed at the 2%.
Okay, do you feel that the legislature is going to come up with an alternative plan that will also go on the ballot, and then that way you'll have the legislative plan competing against the teachers' union's margin tax?
That's an option available to the legislature. They have, you know, the opportunity to do that, and they've got all session to put that together and move that forward. You know, that's something that may come about, though when I've talked with legislative leadership, they aren't interested in doing that right now. But we'll see how the session plays out.
Okay, Lynn, let's take a break right now. When we come back, I want to ask you a few questions about school safety. We'll be right back after these few messages with Lynn Warney. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24/7. at your fingertips. We ensure your employee safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and our guest, of course, Lynn Warney, president of the Nevada State Education Association. Lynn, now there's another tax bill I want to talk to you about that's before the legislature. This bill, if it was approved, would give one-time taxing authority to the Washoe County School Board to raise taxes on property and sales, because, as you know, that the schools are very old in Washoe County, and some of them are in pretty tough shape. What do you think about this tax plan? It also tries to run around or get away from this two-thirds majority needed to pass a tax in the legislature.
Well, you know, there's needs in the state, and they've got to be addressed. And we, as an association, support what Washoe County is doing. I, as a person, you know, who've attended elementary through, you know, high school here in Washoe County schools and have taught in them for over 27 years, you know the condition of our schools. It needs to be addressed. It's a safety issue. I went back to visit the school that I hopefully will be going back to teach in this fall. Carpet's coming off the ground. Tiles are coming off the roof. And that school is brand new, and I left it. So, you know, I think that we need to do something to address, you know, not only our dilapidated buildings that we've got in our school system, as well as, you know, the other aspects of the learning conditions and situation that our students find themselves in.
Okay, so you're stepping down as president of the teachers union in June, or exactly when?
My term is up as the Nevada State Education Association president. That will end in July. And so I'll head back to the classroom this August.
Okay, well, I'm sure the gamers and the big business people, we'd be glad to hear about that. Now, Lynn, you know what? Talking or listening at the legislature about various education bills and education issues, there's a lot of talk about weeding out bad teachers and the assessments for teachers. But do you think that teachers have been vilified for the ills of the Nevada school system?
Absolutely, they have. You know, I think they've become the scapegoat for big business, corporations, and others that have been unwilling to come to the table and pay their fair share for public education in the state of Nevada. And I think, you know, this idea that we need to chase after bad teachers is nothing but a red herring to divert the real attention from the fact that some of these folks aren't doing what they need to do for our kids and for our schools in the state of Nevada. You know, the legislature is rushed to embrace reform. We have been there with them and have helped move much of the reform legislation last legislative session, and we'll look at some additional reforms this legislative session. But the real reform that is yet to be addressed by these large businesses, as well as the legislature, is tax reform. We have a very narrow tax base in the state of Nevada, and it doesn't meet the needs of the citizens, particularly our youngest citizens as they begin their academic careers in our schools.
Well, is tax reform, is the answer for tax reform,
ballot petitions.
Absolutely. You know, if that's the only way that we're going to broaden the tax base in the state of Nevada and bring about, you know, a broad-based business tax that doesn't narrowly focus on one particular industry, does not add to the regressiveness of the Nevada tax system as a sales tax on services, for example, would do, then yeah, the initiative process is what is available to the people. Do you realize that in 2 months of circulating that petition, we only circulated it for 2 months, we received over 150,000 signatures in support of moving this broad-based business tax forward. So, you know, the idea that this may not pass on the ballot, that there's going to be strong opposition, I think that the public is ready to, you know, face that opposition because they're in the majority in this.
Well, you know, I look at this tax petition campaign on the 2014 ballot as the biggest thing on the Nevada general election ballot that year, because really Sandoval, he's going to run away with his reelection. Amity might not face a strong opponent. There's no state senate race U.S. senate race, and of course there's no presidential race on the 2014 ballot. So do you think this margins tax petition could be the biggest thing in the 2014 election?
It'll be a very big issue, absolutely, without question.
Okay, let's move on. Now, of course, we've had some recent tragedies, of course, at Newtown, Connecticut, at other places. And really, Lynn, what should be done to make sure Nevada students and teachers are safe at school?
You know, there's a lot of different measures that, in fact, Washoe County has already taken up to address that, you know, the door lock so mm-hmm. that they can, you know, lock from the inside, the fencing, you know, additional security measures. But I also, as an organization, we support what the president has put out, you know, background checks for all gun purchases, you know, the size of clips that are used, you know, those sorts of things certainly need to be moved forward and addressed.
Okay. There's a bill before the Nevada legislature that would allow people who have a concealed weapons permit to carry that weapon on higher education university campuses. Do you feel it's a good idea that perhaps to train teachers and administrators in elementary schools to so they could also also have a concealed weapons permit and carry weapons in the classroom?
No. Right now, we do not support that position. I don't know that our organization would ever embrace that position. We, again, feel that what President Obama is moving forward at the federal level are the right steps, as well as some of the steps that the Washoe County School District has taken, you know, to secure the campuses and provide additional layers of security between the kids and, you know, any danger that there might be.
Okay, Lynn Warney, thank you for coming in today.
You bet.
Good luck, and we will see you next Tuesday at the Nevada Legislature.
I'll be there.
For the hearing on your margins tax proposal.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay, we'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel right after these few words.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
For the ultimate in upholstered furniture cleaning, call the Carpet Tender. They'll pick up your furniture and clean it in their shop under controlled conditions. Even the most heavily soiled or smoke-damaged furniture can be renewed. With proper pre-treatment and attention to detail, great results are ensured. Just look at the difference. The Carpet Tender also offers the finest in-home cleaning. Call the Carpet Tender for a free estimate.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Czech City difference.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers for our all-star pundit panel today. Let me introduce our guests. First, Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada. Welcome to you, Trey.
Thank you.
Then Andy Barbano of NevadaLabor.com, and John Galtney, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Mm-hmm. Welcome to y'all. Okay, Trey, let me start with you. This margins tax proposal will be debated next Tuesday, right, at the Nevada State Legislature, and of course, it is estimated that it will bring in $800 million a year for public education. How do you think this hearing is going to go next Tuesday?
Well, I think, I mean, and we've been fighting this out, as you know, as they've gathered signatures and through the court for the last year and a half, 2 years. So you're not going to hear anything brand new at the hearing, I think. It's a joint hearing, both the tax committees. You're going to have the teachers union and all their folks come in and tell you why this is a great idea, and you're going to have business groups like the Chamber and others tell you why it's an awful idea, why it doesn't just impose taxes on big businesses. $1 million in gross revenue is a family restaurant and a gas station, so we can think about that for a minute. Why this money won't all necessarily have to go to education. They can put it in education and the legislature can backdoor it out otherwise. So there's a lot of problems with this bill. And besides the fact this, again, will impose a tax on companies that may lose money. You could lose money over the year and still owe the tax. So, you know, we talk about modified business tax. A lot of people call it a job killer. But at least you know exactly what your tax rate will be at the end of the year. With this kind of tax, you could lose money and still owe tax. And that is not a good way to grow this economy.
Okay, and of course, the Chamber opposes this, and you work for
strongly.
The Chamber.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Andy, now I want to ask you, if this thing, okay, it's one way or another, it's going to get on the ballot. If it passes the ballot, what does this do to the legislature's responsibility to raise taxes? Does it take it off the table?
Oh, no. They still have a lot of responsibility in that area. They're just hamstrung by the Gibbons tax initiative and by recalcitrant Republicans. But tomorrow's going to be an interesting day because Senator Joe Neal is going to blow this up all the way from Atlanta. Joe Neal found a constitutional anomaly that has never been fixed in the Nevada Constitution, and Trey's guys ought to love this. If the initiative, the teacher's tax initiative, doesn't pass by 50% plus one of everybody voting in next year's election, it's invalid. If it doesn't get that much, Trey's guys can take it to court. If the Supreme Court upholds blowing out the initiative because it doesn't get 50% plus one of everybody voting, there goes the initiative, but it also invalidates term limits, it invalidates right to work, it invalidates over 100 years of Nevada laws that have passed by initiative. And you will find all the research posted in my column at NevadaLabor.com that I break in tomorrow's Sparks
Okay,
Tribute.
That was a great commercial. Let me get back to John. John, you know, some of these tax initiatives to raise taxes have failed on the ballot. What do you think about this margins tax?
Well, I'm kind of in between in the process because I agree with Trey that this will kill jobs. There's no question in my mind about that. And I guess I'm growing more and more concerned about the fact that nationally as well as locally, we're busy trying to figure out how to tax someone else. I'm a strong proponent of supporting education, and I like the idea of the county being able to pass its own tax if it does it on sales tax, if it does it on my house. If it actually turns to me and says, you need to chip in another couple $100 to support education. The idea that we're constantly looking for someone else to shift the burden on. We have the highest unemployment rate, or very close, in the nation. We are struggling with the importation of businesses, and California is hoping to give us some. They're working hard to do so along that line. So I guess I'm looking at this a little more ethically than I used to, saying I'm just amazed at how often we're trying to figure out how somebody else ought to pay the taxes.
Oh, that's what they always say. These guys, there's never a good time to raise taxes. Even at the height of the real estate bubble, it's always going to kill jobs. Those are bogus arguments. And as this show discussed yesterday, go look at Utah. They invested in education rather than handing corporate welfare to corporations and put the money in their education system, and their economy is booming.
Okay. You're about ready to open your mouth? Go ahead. And
true tax reform means everybody has skin in the game. We have no problem with talking about tax reform. We're talking about shifting from a structure that focuses heavily on gaming and construction. No problem at all. This does not do that.
But the thing about tax reform, Trey, it's hamstrung. If you try to get any kind of tax reform, tax increases, it's like you put a straitjacket on the legislature.
Well, it should be very difficult to take money out of people's pockets. It is easy to spend other people's money. It should be very difficult to take money out of other people's pockets, and that's why the Givens Tax Restraint Initiative is there.
Okay. I think that's why it passed, too. But I think this idea, and I respectfully disagree with Andy in the fact that along with that issue, I think if I put more money in this game, I'm going to be more observant of how our public school systems and others work. And I'm very much in favor of that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not opposed to funding education. I'm opposed to funding education with a mentality that says I'm always looking for somebody else to pay the bill. I believe that if I pay the bill, I become responsible at looking at it carefully and wanting to see the best results.
We should not tax gaming and mining anymore, but we should tax you and me.
Well, we're going to have to end it right there. We could continue on, but time has run out. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
Unlike anything you've seen before, The El Dorado presents Magique, starring Kevin and Caruso. Enter a world of spectacular illusions that will astound you. Call 786-5700 today.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Wiggle around with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve. Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Good at making excuses for what you do.
Judge Judy.
Hey, thanks for watching. On our next broadcast, our guest will be State Comptroller Kim Wallen, who has already announced that she's going to run for treasurer in 2014. You don't want to miss that. Thanks for watching.